Welcome back to Full Circle with Sean. And in case you are new, today we'll be talking about foster care. So, when did I go in foster care? Well, I was 10 years old. It was just before Christmas. It was probably a month before Christmas. And I went to a bunch of homes, probably four or five homes. I ran away from every home. We can get into that later. And I ended up at a level three home. A level three home in the States is for the really bad kids. And because I kept running away, they put me in a level three home. So why did I go into foster care? Well, yeah, I wasn't a great kid. My stepdad, his name is John. We had a physical altercation. I was laying on the couch. My mother told me to do something and then left for work. And I was still laying on the couch, and he jumped on top of me and grabbed me by the neck, and there was an altercation. So the government took me out of the house and put me into foster care. So I end up at the level three home, and on the first night, I get visited by the family. So they had, six sons and a daughter, the most notable being Butch. So Butch was an undercover cop, and every single one of their sons came to visit me and let me know that that's their mom, that's their dad, and I better be careful. So, hey, welcome to a level three home. So, yeah, so my foster mom was religious, to say the least, very religious, Pentecostal, actually. So the ones that talk in tongues, fall down, flop around, and then get translated. So what you'll find out about me is I'm not very religious. I was. When you're 10 years old and you don't know what's going on, then you tend to grab onto things. So I grabbed onto religion for a little bit. I actually went and saw Carmen when I was a kid as well. I mean, I was quite into religion. At the same time, I worked my way up. I started in the ambulance squad. So one of their sons' name was Cassidy, a great guy. He ended up becoming a nurse, I believe, and then maybe into neurology, possibly. But he was a volunteer on the emergency squad. So I latched onto that and on the junior emergency squad. I was president for a few years and got to ride, got my CFR, Certified First Responder, which is just under an EMT, and I volunteered on the emergency squad. And I had good grades in school as well. So I was on a roll. I was advanced placement, Odyssey of the Mind. It really, really helped to straighten me out. Now, there were bumps in the road, and you know, I'm not going to go through everything here. We'll discuss things in the future as we go through, and I'll give you some of those stories. But just as a background, I end up getting fixed up. It took a while. It actually took quite a while because my two brother, I had two half brothers. They used to come visit by court order, and they came one day. This is probably 3 to 6 months in, and they would come once a week. And they told me that life was hell, basically. My mother was making their life hell. And I asked the court order to stop. I stopped the visits. Sad because I never really had much of a relationship with them after that, still to this day. But it was for them. They were younger than me. So, yeah, so we did the ambulance squad. Look it, I was poor, very poor. I mean, even when I was with my mother, we were welfare. We're very poor. I don't remember owning a pair of Nikes until a year into foster care, where my foster parents bought me a pair of Nikes, and I was over the moon. In fact, the school, so I was going to the school, and I was having a hard time at school because I couldn't see. I needed glasses, and never been able to afford glasses. So the school actually bought me glasses, and it's some donation program that they do. Amazing thing, and someday I hope I can do something as good as they did, but definitely changed me there. Big pop can glasses, but it was glasses nonetheless. So it was really good. But you know, I was poor, and you know, from Canandaigua, New York, upstate New York. So a lot of very, very wealthy people, and I was one of the few on the other side. So yeah, so I would return cans at a local mechanic shop. So I went into a local mechanic shop one day. I'm probably 12 then, and I said, "Can I sweep your floors or something to earn something?" And they said, "No, but you can show up once a week and return all our cans, and it's yours." So I did that for years. I also got a paper route as soon as I was allowed. I think it was probably 12 or 13 as well, and yeah, had a lot of routes there. And so funny story. Just to let you know how funny the family was. We had a foster kid named Alex. He stole some shoes. So remember, I'm a level 3 home, so there's pretty rough kids coming through as well. And he stole a pair of shoes, and Butch took him out a few miles, took his shoes off, and said, "You know, you're not gonna go to jail or anything this time, but walk home." And so he did. He walked home, and I don't know if he learned his lesson. I think he got caught stealing money from somebody's freezer with some friends. So yeah, no idea what happened to them. I had another one named Jeff. He was older than me. Really liked to bully me. And I learned a lot about that at the time. Again, I was big into church, religion. I was in cross country. I got my letter. For you that don't know what a letter is, it's when you're on a varsity team in high school, you can get your letter. So I got my letter. I also worked as a dishwasher, but when I was around the same age, at a little Italian shop with an illegal gambling in the back. I don't think they're there anymore, but they had the best chicken sandwich. It was like chicken mozzarella. It's amazing. Still remember it to this day. It was so good. I've tried to recreate it multiple times, but I've never been able to. I washed the dishes there, and then I washed the dishes at a very, very fancy restaurant. They definitely treated you like dirt. So one of the other guys and I would steal Chardonnay, a bottle of Chardonnay, and shot it behind the restaurant. So if you're listening to me and you're younger, don't do that. But it's where I grew up, right? So before I went to foster care, my sister, who's 2 years older than me, she was in detention centers for troubled youth, I guess you can say. And she had a friendship group in that area. And so when she went away and I went into foster care, she told them to take care of me, which wasn't great in hindsight because I got into the wrong crowd really, really quickly. And they had a house. I don't know if it was abandoned or owned by someone at a dead end road, just run down piece of junk. And that's where everybody would hang out, smoke cigarettes, whatever. You could get to it from the railroad track. So you would, I'd walk the railroad tracks all the time. And yeah, I mean, that's when you could buy cigarettes out of a vending machine though. So nobody cared how old you were as long as you had the coins to sink into it. Yep. So foster care was, it's a lesson. So my foster dad, Ray, very, very wise guy. He was a foster kid himself as well. And he had a very passion for it and just very wise. He didn't get a ton of time with Ray, but he's so, so smart in his life lessons. So, yeah. And thinking about it, I remember one time, so I was really young, about 11, and I'm home from school before the foster parents are, right? And I walk in the house, and the rule is, like, you get home, do your homework, and then get out. You get out of the house. Yeah, they don't want you in. They want you back by bedtime or dinner, and then back out. And that's how it was back then, right? I mean, we're talking 25 years ago, 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Jeez, 30 years passes really quick. So, So yeah, that I'm and no TV or anything, right? So I got the TV on. I'm the only one at the house, and I'm watching Oprah. Was it Oprah or Phil, Dr. Phil? One of the two, right? And you know, it's all this, you know, drama. This happened, and I was like, oh my goodness, right? How did that happen? You know, it's not my baby's daddy, you know, kind of thing. And so my foster mom comes home. I turn the TV off real quick, and you know, sit down. I'm doing my homework, and she comes in, and I say, you're not gonna believe what happened. And I told her, and she goes, so you watch TV? And I'm like, oh crap. I mean, it's just being a kid, right? I mean, I used to listen to Garth Brooks at night, and when I first got there, and I'd just cry. I actually wore out a tape, so that's going back to tape players. Wore out a tape of Garth Brooks. So, yeah, it's just, you're confused, you know? You're a kid, you're confused. I mean, I could have went the opposite way, right? If I stayed in one of the other homes and had the influences that I had, obviously I could have went the opposite way, but I wanted to do more, and that drive took me out of that. And that, when we get into the Army, that's what I figured. I figured, you know, I'd live in a motel, surrounded by, you know, nice people, but that's who I would become. And or worse. So what was I going to do? And I guess a lot of it is through learning from my foster parents as well, and Cassidy and Butch and some of the others. So yeah, I mean, foster care is tough. There's a lot of bad foster homes. So there's you know worse. Say there were homes where on farms where they just take kids and, you know, they do the inspection. They come in once a year, every 6 months or whatever they do, and they do the inspection and they open the cupboard. Oh yeah, there's cereal boxes. You're good to go. But there's nothing in them. And they know, and they don't care. I mean, as they told us plenty of times, yeah, you're welcome to leave, but nobody else will take you. So, you know, what's the next step? Detention center, you know, what is the next step? And you got to keep that in perspective. So I guess I was forced to grow up really quick. I grew up really, really quick. Like I said, I ran cross country, ran track. I really enjoyed that, but I was the poor kid, you know? Toward the end, I was a straight A student and everything. And, toward the end of high school, the government goes after my mother for college because she'll have to pay for it. And I was shoo-in for wherever I wanted to go. And, I didn't know it at the time. I didn't know that they did that. So my mother all of a sudden came back in my life. Hey, you know, it's been years. I think I was, 16 and a half, maybe, just before I was 17, and it's been years. And, why don't you come home? Why don't you come home? We'll work this out, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, being a kid, there's no place like home, right? So I went home. And it was not what I anticipated. But we will go through that in next week's episode. We'll go to returning to my mother and off to the Army and what happened in between. And then we'll go through the Army. We'll actually discuss military, the things I did in the military. So there you go. Thanks for joining. And like I said, there's a lot more stories where that comes from. And we will talk about those later on. So we'll talk about those as we discuss different life's events and bring other people on the show. So thanks again, and see you next time.
Of the road, we've come so far in the circle of life. With Sean, we're stars. From the depths of care to the force we go, in the twists of life, we reap and sow. Journey on through every phase, find your strength in the darkest of days.